Welcome back. Joined now by our friend Turi Bush, executive director of the Belmont Shore Business Association. And, of course, one of the favorite events here in Long Beach and in the community is the Belmont Shore Christmas Parade, Turi. And, again, is it year 30 this year or 31 or
year
what?
23.
23. Well, it seems. But that has become such a major and wonderful event. And give us an update on what's happening this year.
Well, I will. It's such a great way for the city to display all its resources, if you will, because we've got some of the bigger companies like SCE joining in, Long Beach City College, Long Beach State, and then we have the local Girl Scout troops and Boy Scout troops, and I love to see everyone just coming together for a fun and joyous holiday season.
And it really started as a ragtag parade 23 years ago with John Morris and a few flatbed trucks. That was it, and it's grown, and Pageantry Productions now does a wonderful job, as it has for many years, and you have some major sponsors this year.
We do, and just to touch base on what you were just saying, we have such an incredible wait list at this point now.
To get into the parade.
To get into the parade, and we had to turn a few entries away last year.
And you have bands and schools from all over the Southland who want to be in
this. Right, we get them from as far as Banning and Monrovia, and they come from all over because they know about this parade.
Yeah. Well, I know one of your major sponsors is Anheuser-Busch.
Anheuser-Busch, they're so good to us, and they also help us with the car show. And this year we have Boeing back as a sponsor, an additional sponsor, and we have Miller's Children's Hospital, and then we also have It's a Grind.
Yeah, those are first-class sponsors.
Yeah.
And as grand marshals, the mayor?
The mayor, Beverly O'Neill, has agreed to do that. Right. We thought this would be a great way to kind of celebrate her whole tenure as mayor.
Yeah, and of course she is the nation's mayor now, is president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and needless to say.
So we were lucky to get her on our schedule.
She's flying all over the world these days.
Mm-hmm.
And the other great leader of our town, Bob Maxson, who sadly is leaving Long Beach State after 11 wonderful years, he will be our guest next month on Straight Talk, but he also is going to be a Grand Marshal.
A Grand Marshal, yes.
And appropriately enough, Snoopy,
we love Knott's Berry Farm. Snoopy comes, and he comes in a stagecoach. So I think there's, around four horses and a beautiful stagecoach and Snoopy.
Not the Anheuser-Busch.
No.
No.
They don't come out after dark. We've tried for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Ronald McDonald.
Ronald McDonald. And that was a hard one to get, Art, because he takes a while. He's very booked
up.
Well,
there are a lot of McDonald's. I mean, hundreds of thousands of McDonald's all over the world. And you know, he's pretty busy visiting all these different...
I don't really know I'm going to put him in. I'll figure that out later, because I know he doesn't want to walk. But we'll put him in something, and it'll be a great night.
Okay, so you want to reserve on your calendar Saturday, December 3rd, for the wonderful Belmont Shore Christmas Parade, starting at 6 p.m., but you can get down there a little bit earlier, but not too much early, and set up chairs.
Right, 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock is when the city will allow you to put down your chairs. You can't tie them to anything. You can't block, you know, a driveway or an entrance to a store, a merchant, and you can't block, like, perhaps a handicap access or a bench maybe to the bus stop, but you can come down at 3 and put your chairs down, and a lot of people just end up staying down there for the day.
Why not?
They enjoy themselves from 3 to 6, and they've got, you know, front row seats.
Okay, if you haven't seen the parade before, let's take a look at last year's parade. If you have seen it, this will rekindle some fond memories. And of course, Charter does a great job, Ron Petke and the whole crew. They pull out the stops to record this, and then it's broadcast on Charter Cable.
Right, in its entirety, every Sunday throughout the month of December, and they're also one of our sponsors, Charter is.
And you co-host the parade, Turi, with our friend John Craig, and also Bruce McCrae.
Correct.
Doing the color, as they say, jumping up on those floats, or trying to.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Last year we had some rain, and it didn't bring in as many people. So you will see the streets only about 3 people deep, whereas before it's usually 6 and 7 people deep.
Well, this year we're going to have beautiful weather,
right? I hope so, yeah. Rain or shine, we have the parade.
But everyone has a great time.
They
and,
do.
And it embodies the very best of Long Beach with its still small town roots and feeling of community.
And it also kicks off the holiday season for everybody, because it's always traditionally that first Saturday of December. So it kind of just kind of kicks off the whole holiday season.
And I know that's one of many promotions that the Belmont Shore Business Association has. We have a minute left. Tell us about a few others upcoming.
Well, I always have the car show, and that was September 11th this year. And that was our 16th annual. And then we do about 15 other little events throughout the year, just to name a few, like the Chili Cook-Off, the Chocolate Festival. Chili Cook-Off's October 23rd. Chocolate Festival's February 4th. Then we go into a health fair in March. And then we start into our Stroll Shop and Savers. And those have become a huge success in Long Beach, or in Belmont Shore.
Yeah. Well, Belmont Shore is really a vibrant, probably the most vibrant business area in town, and people like to hang out there.
There are 250 businesses down there, and you can get really whatever you need down there, from a diaper to going to the bank to having a sandwich and getting a coffee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Tori, thank you again for joining us. We'll see you all at the Belmont Shore Christmas Parade on Saturday, December 3rd, and please join us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison and the Press-Telegram. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.